The heat warning issued this week by Environment Canada for the Greater Sudbury area continues today. This is the first heat event of the season for Sudbury and North Bay. The temperatures today is expected to hit the 30°C mark with humidity making it feel more like 35 or so. Cooler air is expected to arrive Wednesday night. Continuous exposure to high levels of heat can lead to dehydration and illnesses such as heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat fainting, heat edema, swelling of hands, feet and ankles, heat rash, heat cramps, muscle cramps, and even death, public health said. Hot and humid air can also bring deteriorating air quality and can result in the Air Quality Health Index approaching the high-risk category. In what Environment Canada calls a heat event, temperatures are hovering in the high 20s or low 30s. Coupled with high humidity and overnight temperatures in the mid to high teens, there has been little relief from the heat even after the sun goes down. Tips to prevent heat-related illness: frequently visit or check in on neighbors, friends, and older family members, especially those who are chronically ill, to make sure that they are cool and hydrated. Drink plenty of cool liquids, especially water, before you feel thirsty to decrease your risk of dehydration. Thirst is not a good indicator of dehydration. Babies under 6 months of age do not need extra water in hot weather. However, you might need to feed them more often. Follow your baby's feeding cues. Encourage babies over 6 months and children to drink frequently. Offer the breast or if not breastfeeding, offer water and reschedule or plan outdoor activities during cooler parts of the day. Remember to practice physical distancing to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing made of breathable fabric. Never leave people or pets in your care inside a parked vehicle or in direct sunlight, even if the windows are down. Take a break from the heat by spending a few hours in a cool place. Take a cool bath or shower periodically, or cool down with cool, wet towels. Prepare meals that do not need to be cooked in your oven. Block sun out by closing awnings, curtains, or blinds during the day. Avoid sun exposure. Shade yourself by wearing a wide-brimmed, breathable hat, or using an umbrella. The signs and symptoms of heat-related illness include dizziness or fainting, nausea or vomiting, headache, rapid breathing and heartbeat, extreme thirst, and decreased urination with unusually dark yellow urine.